Title: Rave Chord Progressions for Jungle Advanced. Alright, let's build rave chord progressions that actually work in jungle. Not pretty, floating pad harmony, I mean proper functional stabs. Mid-forward, aggressive, rhythmically tight, and processed like a record. We're going to do this entirely with Ableton stock devices, and we'll take it all the way to resampling so it has that sampled rave chord authority. First, quick mindset shift. In jungle, chords are basically top percussion. They're not there to show off theory. They're there to create emotional pressure and release, while locking into the break edits and the bass movement. If your chord loop sounds great solo but disappears the second the amen comes back in, it's usually because it's too wide, too hi-fi, or too polite in the mid-range. We're going to fix all of that. Step 0. Session setup so it feels like jungle immediately. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. That's a sweet spot for jungle and modern drum and bass. Now create a MIDI track called Rave Chords. Create an audio track called Chord Resample. And create two return tracks. Return A called Short Verb, and return B called Dub Verb. If you want to feel the pocket while you write, drop in a basic break like the Amen or Think, and a simple rolling sub. You don't need a finished drum mix yet, just enough to make chord rhythm decisions that actually make sense at 172. Next, choose a key and scale that screams rave. Classic jungle rave chord progressions love darker minor keys, and they love little moments of tension that feel slightly illegal. For this lesson, we'll work in F minor. So that's F, G, Ab, BB, C, DB, Ib. If you want guardrails, throw Ableton scale MIDI effect on the chord track, set it to minor, and set the root to F. But since this is advanced, I'm going to encourage you to break out of that scale on purpose later. That's part of the sound. Now pick a chord source. We'll use Waveatable because it's quick and flexible. Set oscillator 1 to a saw. Use unison 2 to 4 voices, with detune around 10 to 20. That gives you width and energy. Oscillator 2 can beat a square wave, but keep it quiet, like minus 12 to minus 18 dB. That's just there for a bit of bite and stability. Put the filter on LP24 and start the cutoff around 2 to 5 kHz. We'll automate it later. Add a little drive in the filter, around 3 to 6, because rave stabs like that slightly pushed tone. Now the key part. The amp envelope. Make it stab behavior, not pad behavior. Attack basically instant. 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 250 to 450 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down, or extremely low. Release around 80 to 150 milliseconds. The goal is, you hit the chord and it speaks, then it gets out of the way of the break. Now let's build 3D NBeCorrect rave chord voicings, not just triads. And here's one of the biggest pro-level habits. Voice leading matters more than chord names. You want expensive sounding movement where one or two notes shift, and the rest stay common between chords. That's how you get that locked feeling without the harmony turning into a mushy blur. Voicing set A. Classic minor rave stab in F minor. Use FM9 without the 5. Notes are F, Ab, Ib, and G. That G is the sparkle, the 9th. Dropping the 5 keeps it punchy and less crowded. Voice it around the mid-range. Try F3, Ab3, Ib4, G4. That register, roughly F3 to C5, is a great home zone for jungle stabs. Voicing set B. Phrygian bite, darker jungle tension. This is that wrong but right chord. F, GB, BB, DB. It's like a GB major flavor over F, and it creates instant unease in a really rave way. Don't overthink it. If it makes your face screw up in a good way, you're on the right path. Voicing set C. Suspended lift chord. BB, C, F, G. This one is great as an answer chord, or a lift before you return to the darker hit. It feels open, but still edgy. In Ableton, I want you to put these chords somewhere you can audition quickly. That can mean one MIDI clip, where each bar is a different chord, or separate clips in session view so you can swap progressions fast. Now we write progressions that function at 170 plus BPM. We'll do 3 practical 4-bar progressions. And when you hear these, notice the functional roles: home chord, color chord, tension chord, and then the pull back to home. Progression 1. Proper rave minor tension. Bar 1. FM905, our FABG shape. Bar 2, DB major flavor, like DBFABC. Bar 3, EB major, EBGBB. Bar 4, C or C7. And yes, if you use C7, you're bringing any natural, which is outside F natural minor. That's the point. That dominant pullback to F minor is pure rave energy. It's like the harmony is trying to climb out of the darkness, and then gets dragged back in. Progression 2. Darker roller, more hypnotic. bar 1, FM 9, bar 2, the GB tension chord, bar 3, back to FM 9, bar 4, ebb sus or straight ebb. This one is about repetition and pressure. Great for rollers where you don't want the chords to become a big sing-along, you want them to be an engine. Progression 3, lift and drop, bar 1, FM 9, bar 2, the BB color chord, BBCFG, bar 3, DB, bar 4, C7. This is the one that can do hands in the air, but still jungle, if you keep the stabs short and the processing gritty. Now the jungle part, rhythm programming. Stabs, not pads. Think of your chord rhythm like a drum pattern. At 172, placement is everything. Start with a one-bar loop so you can get the groove right before you expand it. Put chord hits on beat 1, the end of 2, beat 3, and the late pickup at the end of 4, that F4, going into the next bar. Use 8ths and 16ths. Then do velocity variation. Stronger on 1 and 3, lighter on the syncopations. And keep note lengths tight, like 50 to 160 milliseconds. If your chords are longer than that, they start behaving like a pad and they'll smear the break. Here's a really practical Ableton move. Add the note length MIDI effect. Set it to time mode. Start with a length around a 16th note. 8 around 70 to 90%. That clamps your stab so the groove stays consistent even if you play messy MIDI. Now, some extra coach notes that matter a lot at this level. Keep the stab register consistent. If you keep jumping octaves every bar, your loop won't feel like a loop. It'll feel like random chord shots. Pick a home zone, again around F3 to C5, and only do octave jumps as events, like bar 4 fills, pre-drop moments, or answers. Also, think about chord and bass negotiation. Decide who owns the third. If you've got a heavy res that clearly speaks a minor third, your chords might not need that third. Try sus shapes or voicings that avoid emotional double definition in the mid-range. It can clean up the entire mix and make the drop hit harder. All right, processing chain. This is the part that makes it sound like jungle, not like a synth demo. On the rave chords track, start with EQ8 for pre-drive cleanup. High pass around 150 to 250 Hz, fairly steep. The bass and the body of the break live down there. Chords don't get to fight for it. If it's boxy, dip a little around 300 to 500 Hz. And you can optionally shelf down above 10 to 12k, because rave stabs are often band limited. That old system, sampled vibe is mid-focused. Next, saturator. Put it on analog clip. Drive somewhere between 3 and 8 dB. Soft clip on. The goal is not more distortion. The goal is, it speaks on small speakers and the transient has attitude. Then auto filter. Try low pass or band pass. If you want that telephone rave, use band pass around 800 Hz to 2.5 kHz. You can automate cutoff or use a small envelope amount, but honestly, automation is king here. Rave chords should move. Static filter equals static energy. Then add movement with chorus ensemble or phaser flanger. Chorus amount around 15 to 30%. Rate 0.2 to 0.6 Hz. Keep it subtle. If you overdo it, you'll wash out the transient, and then the sidechain will pump weird. Now sidechain compression. Add compressor and sidechain it from your drum bus, or at least kick and snare. Ratio around 3:1 to 5:1. Attack 5 to 15ms so the stab speaks before it ducks. Release 80 to 160ms. Tune to groove. Aim for 2 to 5dB of gain reduction on hits. We want it to breathe with the drums, not disappear. Then utility for stereo discipline. If your Ableton version has bass mono, set it around 120 to 200 Hz. Width somewhere like 80 to 110% depending on how wide your breaks are. And do a quick mono check sometimes. Put a utility on the master, hit mono, and listen. If the chord loses all attitude in mono, your width is coming from facey movement that collapses. Pull back the chorus or keep your bite more centered. Now we set up reverbs that don't wreck the drums, using returns. Return A is short verb, your glue. Set reverb decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25ms so it doesn't step on the transient. High pass the reverb around 250 to 400 Hz. Low pass around 6 to 9 kHz. Keep the send low. Think subtle atmosphere, not a wash. Return B is dub verb for fills and breakdowns only. Use hybrid reverb. Keep convolution off or very subtle. Decay 2.5 to 6 seconds. Pre-delay 25 to 45ms. High pass 400 to 700 Hz. Then put echo after it. Time set to dotted eighth or quarter. Feedback 20 to 35%. Filter it so it stays mid-focused. And here's the rule. Automate sends. Don't just leave dub verb on. You throw it, you cut it, you create impact. Optional advanced spice. Gated reverb stab, 90s style, on a return. Put reverb into gate into a Q8. Set the gate threshold so only the chord hits open it, and use a short release like 50 to 120 ms. That gives you that PSHH tail without turning your mix into fog. Now the big authenticity move, resampling. This is where your clean MIDI turns into a record. On the chord resample audio track, set input to resampling. Arm it and record 8 to 16 bars of your chord performance, including filter automation and any send throws. Now you've printed audio, which instantly feels more real because it's committed, and you can chop it like a sampler. Warp mode, use beats. Turn transient looping off for cleaner chops. Slice out the best one shots and load them into simpler and classic mode. Set decay around 200 to 500 ms. Low pass around 3 to 6 khz if you want it more old school and less glossy. Then build a drum rack with 4 to 8 different chord stabs, different voicings, different filter positions, maybe one that's more overdriven, one that's more band limited. Here's a pro workflow. Print with intent. Do one resample pass that's clean. Do a second pass that's overdriven and aggressively band limited, like high pass 250 to 350 and low pass 6 to 8k. Do a third pass that's filtered and reverb throwy. When you arrange, you can swap chord states without rewriting anything. If you want that sampler era pitch grime, after resampling, keep it as one shots with warp off and play different MIDI notes to pitch it around. Add a touch of redux, low dry slash wet, just enough to rough up the top. That's instantly rave. Now micro timing, because this is advanced and it matters. After resampling, nudge a few answer stabs late by 5 to 15 milliseconds, especially the offbeats like the end of 2. That tiny delay can make it feel more break-driven without touching groove settings. Don't do it everywhere, just enough that the loop feels like it's leaning into the swing of the break. Arrangement, how Jungle actually uses chords. Chords are a hook layer, not constant harmony, so think in phrases. Here's an 8-bar drop blueprint. Bars 1 to 2, keep stab sparse. Let the break and bass speak. Bars 3 to 4, add an answering stab or a higher inversion. Bars 5 to 6, introduce a new chord or keep the same chords but change rhythm. Bars 7 to 8, big dub verb throw and a filter move to set up a reload moment. And right before the next section, hard cut the reverb tail to zero. That sudden vacuum makes the drop hit feel violent in the best way. This audio version is shortened for playback.